Thank you for joining us today here at the CG Map Prayer Line. Yesterday we talked about made and bought by Him. Today we're going to talk about out of one kingdom into another, out of one kingdom into another here on February 12th, 2014, as we continue on the theme, through the blood of Jesus, I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. As we have been going through the last few weeks talking about the seven aspects of Jesus and the blood of Jesus in particular. The Lord redeemed us so that we are no longer in the hand of the enemy, but in the Lord's hand. Giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, in His light. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of the Son of His love, Colossians 1, 12 and 13. He has transferred us, He has taken us out of the kingdom of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of light, bear witness and reflection of the Son's goodness and love. It is a fact that God has delivered us from the power of darkness, that is Satan's kingdom, and conveyed us into a kingdom where Christ is the center. Thus, we have redemption. Our sins are forgiven. We abide in Christ, not in the things of the habitation of satanic kingdom or in this world. Our hearts are with Him, and our trust is in Christ. We are no longer in Satan's territory, nor are we under his authority. We're in this world, but we're not of it in a sense. The unbelieving, those who reject Christ, the rebellious, and to those who are disobedient are those who mistakenly find themselves under the prey of the enemy or under the illegitimate authority, the authority that God has not wanted them to be under, that which is of the flesh and the devil, that which is of contrary nature to the laws of Christ and God's love. But when love comes in, when God's grace comes in, when His mercy abides, when He begins to move forth in your life through the power of God's grace, supernatural things happen. The fact that we repented and surrendered to Jesus Christ and made Him Lord of our lives brought us into this special place of being carried over into another kingdom. Spirit, soul, and body, out of the kingdom of Satan, into the hand of Christ, His love, His purposes. These are the facts. We believe facts from the invisible realm of God's Word because we no longer go by our feelings. We walk by faith, not by sight. The shield of faith covers every area of our lives. No fiery dart need ever get past it. Ephesians 6:16. If you've entered into that light, allow God's light to penetrate through you. Don't allow yourself to take a step back or get into a place where you find yourself doubtful, lacking of faith, wondering what if, and getting to the place where you abide in that kind of mindset or that emotional place. Because if you do so, you negate the power of God that is within you, that you can tap into that resource, that well of salvation, and see the grace of the Holy Spirit begin to bear witness. Right now, I'm personally going through some personal trials, some emotional times, and I'm finding it hard at times to, you know, draw out of that well. I'm thinking too many times about how I feel in my senses or my flesh or what's going on. But through the eyes of faith, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of it, let's together look towards the light and the hope that is in Him. Know that His love will somehow secure us, even in the trials of this life. He will bring us through. He brought us out of darkness in the kingdom of light. Are there days of cloudiness? Are there days of wonderment? There's going to be those. We're human. We're in a world that is filled with all sorts of different things. But Christ is in us. And if He's for us, the Scripture tells us, who could be against us? He's already overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil, and took away the keys of the kingdom of hell that wrapped up our souls in bondage and gave us hope through the power of faith into a new realm. He's conveyed those who believe into the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that by His blood I have been redeemed from the darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son of God's love. Let your love permeate me afresh. Lord, circumstances and things and doubts are flooding my soul at times of late. But in you, through you, I pray that through the wells of salvation there might come this reservoir of hope and strength, and that God, your ever love, your ever-loving kindness will begin to see itself through. And I'll see you in the midst of it all. My friends will see you in the midst of all. Those listening in today will see you in the midst of all. And God, you'll show forth that you are the conqueror, you are the Savior, you're the lover of our soul. I am redeemed out of the hand of the devil. Amen. I pray that this message bless you today, and I pray that God is ministering to you. If you want to get a hold of any great Bible tools, etc., please visit our website at cgmfinc.weebly.com or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. Have a great day in Jesus. Visit one of our Bible studies someday here in the Omaha area and other places of Nebraska. God bless you in Jesus' name.